He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
A delicious happiness and catch-ups with friends. Just what you need on a cold day.
Ramen. Few things beat the steaming bowl of soupy, noodly goodness on a cold night. A close contender to sushi for Japan's national dish, it turns out that Kiwis too have a soft spot for this iconic bowl of Seoul. And post-lockdown, it seems that Aucklanders just can't get enough of the comfort food.
Ramen is all about maybe the harmony of the broth ingredient, the noodle and the garnish.
I'm Kadamri Raghukumar and this is Voices.
It's like an experiment to make your own ramen or customize your ramen.
I'm talking today to a father and daughter duo for whom all roads lead to ramen.
My name's Yuki Yamaguchi and I own Ramen Takara, Japanese ramen house, and I'm from Japan.
I'm with Yuki and Nobuyuki-san, her father, in their Browns Bay ramen house. Warm wood decor, Japanese being spoken by all staff, and the air here is heavy with the smell of miso and mirin. Yuki's in the back, making her own ramen noodles as usual. She's gingerly operating some pretty heavy-duty Japanese ramen machines.
This is the hub bit. It's quite heavy.
Oh, yeah. It's a proper workout.
What started in the mid-70s as a busy little ramen shop in their Japanese hometown is now a highly rated ramen house in Auckland.
In 2005, I brought my father to New Zealand. That was his first time, and then we had a great time. And then my kids were little at that time, and we went to one of the restaurant, and then we had a great meal. But at that time, my father said, you should try to do like what we are doing in Japan, in New Zealand. I just cannot stop thinking about it. And then after 1 year, we came to New Zealand and then looking for the place and came to Browns Bay.
That was 13 years ago. And there's been no looking back for Yuki, who grew up watching her father dish out bowls of ramen night after night. It's said that ramen came to Japan via Chinese immigrants in the late 19th century, mainly to Yokohama's Chinatown, which became pretty much ramen central. The city even has a ramen museum today, more like a massive food court dedicated to the iconic dish. Yokohama is also where Yuki's father, Nobuyuki-san, now 70, cut his teeth as a chef.
He was a chef most of the life. He started about 50 when he was 15 years old. And then when I was born, he was already the head chef for the restaurant. And then after I was born, I think him and my mom decided to have their own restaurant.
What kind of cooking are you doing?
He was working at the restaurant, Chinese restaurant, mainly Canton Chinese. So he was working for the Chinese restaurant run by Japanese people and learned the cooking in Yokohama too, and then came back to the hometown from Yokohama and then started his own restaurant.
What was the hometown called?
Hometown's called Fujinomiya, which is at the really bottom of the Mount Fuji. So we opened the window every morning. We could see a huge Mount Fuji from our window.
Wow, is that where you grew up?
Yeah, I was so lucky.
Wow,
yeah.
How magical.
Yeah, that's why I've got the logo with the Mount Fuji.
Yeah. Tell me about the food in your hometown. What was it like?
Yes, we have our symbol food, soul food in our hometown, which is the fried noodle. It's called yakisoba. So, it's connected to our cooking, our restaurant. So, I grew up with the yakisoba every Saturday lunchtime.
Was that something that your dad would make?
Yeah, dad makes, yakisoba every Saturday.
Were you quite observant when he was cooking? Did you learn quite a bit from him?
At that time, I didn't realize I'm learning from him. But when I started this restaurant in New Zealand, in my body already there is his recipe or his way of thinking or his the mind of the hospitality. which he never taught me. That's funny because he never, like, he was always busy. He was a single father and he was always in the kitchen. So he didn't enough time maybe to teach us how to grow up. But that was interesting. It's already in my body. My father's restaurant is loved by our local customers. So when we are having meal at his restaurant, like a local customer coming in and they talk to us, and felt like we are part of a family, like eating together at the same table or the same counter or talking to a different customer, but they know us already. So yeah, that was interesting. What he's been doing, what he's been experienced to be a chef is really hard, really hard way, because not enough time to sleep or no day off, and everything was so strict. But he said now the time has changed, the generation has changed, and he can see I'm doing my best and everyone's supporting me, so that's okay. So most of the recipe I learned from my father, miso, the miso ramen, the miso we make from the blend of miso and also lots of the vegetables and cook it. And so that miso for the ramen is my father's recipe, and I'm really like his recipe. Miso is also different from the regions, so northern part and the southern part in Japan is different. So people in Japan use the different miso in different regions.
What, according to you, is the secret to a good ramen?
Secret? I don't have any secret. If somebody asks me to give you the recipe, I will do. So this is my father's one of the teaching. The most important is the passion, or the passion. So there's no secret. It's just isshokenme, which is the Japanese word isshokenme is try hard. Oishii ramen wo tsukuru hiketsu wa nan desu ka?
Yappa okyakusan ni
tsukute moraun da. So that's the heart.
So he thinks it's the heart, the feeling from the heart that makes a good ramen.
Think about the customer to eat your meal and then put the heart into your bowl of ramen, what he said.
Because it is a hearty, soulful meal, isn't it?
Exactly, yes. In Japan, is now the ramen is more traditional ramen, is quite light, but that these days is more heavy, oily, fatty ramen is around. But what I'm doing here is more light.
It's a Wednesday night and Yuki's ramen house is full. The energy in the kitchen is high and the bowls are coming out fast and steaming.
He's been working in the food industry 55 years now, but still working with the young staff with the passion that makes him younger. It appears like he's younger and he really enjoys it.
So
when he was my age, and there wasn't not many women chef or women owner, because that was such a hard job to running the restaurant. But these days he thinks few women restaurant owners. I just keep going and then realize now it's got expanded, I've got more staff and I've got more customers. So I never felt like I had a hard time. I just kept going. But sometimes the customer comes in and tell me, oh, I came here like 13 years ago. You are only that small and you're always in the kitchen and you're so small. So yeah, that's the history make me so happy and won't keep going.
As much as Yuki adapts to Kiwi tastes slightly, In many ways, she still remains a traditionalist. In Japan, nearly 80% of ramen shops are small businesses like Yuki's. And that's owed largely to a tradition of the owners helping employees start their own ramen restaurants. It's sort of like a branch shop system known as Norin Waki. And Yuki has similar plans here in Auckland.
Because I've got so many amazing stuff around me, so, and they've got a passion too. So if I can help them out to make their dream ramen shop or help them to start their own ramen shop, that would be my next step.
And all the better for Auckland, I guess. No such thing as too many ramen joints to choose from, or too many variants of this Japanese cultural icon, even all the way here in New Zealand.
It's all of one table. That's it.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. I think I'll leave you to it.
And that's Voices Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Kadambri Raghukumar. For more stories of people from all across the world living in New Zealand, subscribe to Voices on Apple, Spotify or Google. The audio engineer for this episode was Jeremy Ansell, and Tim Watkin is the executive producer for podcasts and series.